Gordon Liddy is my muse. Mother Treason. 7. This is the end of a yarn without an end. There will be no rescue of innocence, nor of the black hat who could palm all the aces. I wasn't trying to surprise you, and you're not surprised. The Triffian Tina are disappeared. I told you from the first. There's no trickery. Remember, I don't have details. For years now, I've used the only sources I have in the genuine sci-fi spy game, the library reading room, and I found no explanation as to why my letters go unappreciated. I have learned that the returning stooge Yurchenko was not executed, as expected, and was being kept available in a reduced state for Western eyes to puzzle that glasnost might actually mean 9 grams, maybe. I have also learned that our keystone op, the coward Mr. Edward Lee Howard, is pacing in a glass cage in Moscow, a pet of the stooges, rewarded like a rat on a leash for having wiped out our cowpoking in Russia forever, maybe. I'm not joking about this. You're not so trendy that you don't care that one very ordinary American lad sold out men, women, and children as if they were cow chips. For a thrill, I'll suppose that Las Vegas and Atlantic City, where Trifia never went, maybe, or as bugged as our Moscow chancery, which we're thinking about demolishing brick by brick, and that those blackjack dealers in bow ties at Trump's casinos are as penetrated by the stooges as were our embassy's Marine Guard, which we're replacing with robots. Here's a cheap thrill, too, and perhaps why my Trifia and Tinar disappeared. Trifia came up under a gangster named Yuri Andropov. Remember him? Andropov was Boss Stooge, 1967 to 1982. Boss of Bosses, 1982 to 1983. This current Boss of Bosses, Gorbachev, came up the same way, one of Andropov's pets. The oldest rule of gangland is that when you take over, ice the old gang. Tips and guessing this way for now. Mama was a stooge, yes, but she loved her Trifia. I don't believe she lied to me when she said she'd pass on my message. As old as Siberia are the mothers who stand by their condemned children. Trifia was a stooge, yes, but he was not ours, too. I don't believe he was ours, too. Do you? Not Trifia. A double agent? Did you suspect that about his invisible cowboy in the room game? About his boastful love of the Wild West? You don't really think one of the cowboys Howard sold out was Trifia? No, I won't accept it either. That Trifia hoodwinked everyone at the poker table until he got caught palming the aces. Here's what I figure. What's going on now in Moscow is the latest Russian theme, everything goes maybe. That means new hands to do the same old dirty work. You hear peace, disarmament, democratization in the meeting house news. I hear silences. Trifia was a traitor to his motherland. Every day he served the stooges, he betrayed Holy Mother Russia. He was at odds for a long time and blissful. Then one day, cowboy boots stuck in the mud. He was too sweet when chance refused, too clever when it nodded, and so he became misfortune in a savage land. Wherever he is, Tina's with him. He'll never leave her. Tip's last best guess. Russia in winter is the time of gambling and treason. When it gets very cold again, everything reruns, partner. This is the end of Gordon Liddy is My Muse, Mother Treason, read by John Batchelor.